Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Baring, naturopathic doctor, and today is Poop Talk 101, what your poop says about your health. This is going to be a great episode. I'm super excited about this. And we're going to talk about, you know, the different colors of poop and what they may mean. More importantly, what you can do if you're not having sort of the gold standard poop, which I'm going to show you what that looks like as well. We do have our trivia section, so we will be playing for the enzyme blend. So when we get to the quiz section of the show towards the end of the show, this is fun. It's great for everyone. Just do your best, participate, answer the questions to the best of your ability. You don't have to even get the questions correct, but we will randomly select from our winners. We will select a winner from all of our participants to be able to win that. And that's from our great sponsors at VitaTree. So we thank them for supporting and being able for us to have this show. So if you're new to my channel, welcome in. I am a naturopathic doctor. Today we're talking all about poop. I hope that you'll subscribe. Please share this video as we are live on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, of course, and Instagram. If you do have questions and comments throughout the show, make sure you drop them in the comment section. And remember, I'll stay on with my TikTok and my Instagram followers after we close the show, and I will answer a few questions there. But continue to put your questions through my team behind the scenes. They're fantastic. They feed me the questions. I do my best to get to most of them. It's very difficult sometimes because I know a lot of you are watching. So thank you. I appreciate all the support and a great thumbs up. And we're talking all about poop today. So Poop Talk 101. So what does a normal poop look like? You've heard me maybe say it before if you've been following me for a little while, but this is our gold standard poop. And ideally it would be a little bit more brown in color than this, but ideally it is a brown, smooth, and in its appearance, and it's a sinker. So ideally your poop does sink to the bottom of the toilet. Now, what makes up our poop? Well, about 75% of our poop is made of water. So whenever people, and in somebody's talking about the importance of drinking water, this is very important for proper elimination, we know. The remaining 25% is a mixture of undigested carbohydrates, some fiber, of course, fats, protein, bacteria. So we know about the healthy and unhealthy microbiome. Having the proper balance of, you know, those good probiotics in the gut is really important to have a healthy poop. There's a little bit of mucus as well, which we will be talking about. There are old red blood cells as part of that elimination, also other secretions from the intestines, and some chemicals, of course, that your liver, including bile, which is the big one, to help to digest your fats. And that is what makes up a healthy poop. Now, what makes our poop brown? Well, there is this thing called the bile, which is secreted by the liver and it concentrates in the gallbladder. And that bile is a yellowish greenish color. And your liver makes about 500 to 600 milliliters of bile every single day. So imagine this was filled with bile. That's about the amount that your liver is making. And this is then stored in your gallbladder. So does everybody know where the gallbladder is? I love to teach, and you know that you're learning at the same time. Well, if we look at Lucy over here, we can see that the gallbladder is in this area of your liver. So on the right hand side, just underneath your rib cage on the right hand side, that's where your gallbladder is. And when you eat, your gallbladder actually contracts and sends this bile to the small intestine. And then the small intestine is where the next part of digestion will happen. So bile helps to break down our fat. So it's really important in terms of having proper liver and gallbladder function that we have that proper bile secretion to help with our proper stool formation and to break down those fats. And when there's issues here, we can run into different types and colors of poop, which of course I'm going to get to in a moment. So bilirubin is another substance which is found in your blood, and it is yellow colored. And the bilirubin forms after your red blood cells break down and are excreted through your liver and gallbladder and into your digestive tract. So that combination of the bile and the bilirubin, so it's a yellow greenish bile and yellow colored bilirubin, mixes together, and that's how you get the brown poop. So when we talk about other colors of poop now, which you may experience and you may wonder sometimes, hey, what's going on? This is what we're talking about. So let's start first with a healthier type of poop, which is the green poop. So if you do, you know, frequently or not so frequently, once in a while, have a very green poop, and this is a gross exaggeration of the coloration, of course, of a green poop. I don't think anybody would ever poop this color, but this happens to be the molding clay that I had access to. So it's very green and I'm making a point. But this could mean that you're eating a lot of vegetables. So we know that chlorophyll from vegetables is naturally occurring green. So if you eat a lot of kale, maybe lettuce, if you do a lot of juicing with green substances and natural raw ingredients, you could have that green poop. So this isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it is a possibility. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering, what am I doing holding this weird looking shape that's green? Today we're talking Poop Talk 101, what your poop says about your health. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Hello to you all. It's so great to see you all, and I am so happy to see you. So Whitey, hello, nice to see you. I know that Raina is here. Thank you for all the likes, Raina. Francis and Steve are here. Jamila's here as well. Hello on TikTok. Nice to see you. And Florida 9897. I know you have some questions, so stay tuned for that. And hello, Libras. Yes, nice to see you. So thank you. DK Hands is here as well. So hello to Gary and Arletta on Facebook. It's great to have you all back and enjoying the show. Okay, let's talk a little bit about greasy or mucousy poops. You may have experienced this before, and there is a thin layer of mucus that lines and protects the insides of our large intestine. So here on Lucy, we can see this is the small intestine. This is the large intestine, and here is covered up by the fat, but this will then translate down into the lower part of the colon and then into the rectum. So there is that lubrication effect from the mucus, which is normal, and this helps for the food to pass normally through the intestines. Now, it is also produced by the glands in the rectum to help to expel the stool so that, you know, there doesn't have to be straining. And that, again, is a healthy sign. Now, a small amount of mucus in the stool is normal, but excessive amounts could mean certain things. And this is something that you definitely have checked out with your practitioner. There could be an infection happening. There could be a lot of inflammation in the gut. This could be related to leaky gut syndrome as well, and inflammatory bowel conditions. So one of my best tips in terms of if you have chronic, greasy, mucousy poops is to definitely fix your microbiome. And one of the best things to do that, to get back to that healthy microbiome, and that basically is the gut ecology in your digestive tract, is to ensure that you're getting enough probiotics. So whether that's a probiotic supplement with the right strains, and my favorite strains are Acidophilus and Bifidus. So those strains of probiotics, which are live microorganisms, are really important for helping to keep that healthy microbiome. And then this helps to break down your food appropriately. And so getting back and, you know, to that normal stool, which again is that S-shaped, dark, smooth sinker, this is the goal. Okay, let's talk now about really light colored stools. So if your poops are a very light gray or a whitish color, that could be a sign of lack of good gallbladder and liver function. So generally, a pale stool means that the body isn't secreting enough bile. So remember, going back to that bile, which is secreted and then, you know, stored in the gallbladder to give it its characteristic brown color. So if this is something that's happening for you, you frequently have very light stools. One of the things to consider is fixing that liver and gallbladder function. It is possible. So one of the things that I'm a big, you know, proponent of is doing a full body detox, including, you know, some herbal medicines that help with liver function. And one of my favorites is milk thistle as part of a full body detox, but really getting, you know, those organs working more efficiently is very promising in terms of being able to get back to that normal poop. Another favorite herbal medicine for liver and gallbladder function is turmeric, with that active component of curcumin. So when you're looking for, you know, taking a high quality turmeric with that curcumin, look for a 95 percentile of the curcuminoids, and the capsules should be, you know, nice and bright in terms of the coloration. So, and all, not always wanting to put pepper. So I know a lot of the turmeric supplements on the market, they include pepper to help with the absorption of that curcumin. I don't always like that so much. I prefer other ingredients to help with the absorption of the turmeric. So if I promise we'll put links below this video in YouTube if you're looking for something like that to help with that liver and gallbladder function. Hello, hello. Nice to see you on YouTube. Indian Bar from India. Thank you for tuning in today. It is fantastic to see you. And on Facebook, Sonia is asking, how does that work when you don't have a gallbladder? So yes, this is the thing. You can still improve your liver and gallbladder function even when you don't have a gallbladder. So now you're not going to have the concentration of your bile. And one of the things to do that is digestive enzymes, which I'm going to be getting to in just a second. And that's really important because often when you're lacking a gallbladder, you have the stools that aren't so healthy. They're lighter color. They're often floating because we know that we don't have that concentration of the bile. So you need something to help to break down the fats in, you know, your diet and what you're eating. And one of the things is a good digestive enzyme that has the lipase in it to help with that function. So that's a great question, Sonia. I like that. Okay, let's move on. Black poop. Black poop. Here we go. So if you have black poop, that could mean that there is bleeding that's happening somewhere in the upper part of the digestive tract. And certain medications will do this. And this is, you know, something that you definitely you're going to have checked with your doctor, with your practitioner. But when we have bleeding early on in the digestive tract, so let's say it's in the stomach, there could be microbleeding. Maybe, you know, you're taking a medication, there's something happening here, there's some irritation here in the stomach. By the time it gets through the digestive tract, through the small intestine, through the large intestine, and then is evacuated out in the poop, that could be because of that process. It takes time. And when we are adding in the action of enzymes and bacteria, it actually eventually turns black. So that's something that, you know, your doctor would definitely be looking for, other signs and symptoms of maybe some inflammation and some bleeding higher up in the digestive tract. Another cause for black poop could be taking certain iron supplements. So this is very common, and other medications can cause a black tarry poop as well. So it's something to be aware of in terms of, you know, what you are ingesting and how well is your iron supplement actually working for you. I know a lot of people simply can't take their iron supplements because it causes a lot of constipation, you feel sick. So one of my favorite go-tos in terms of iron supplementation is an iron bisglycinate and bound with whole food other ingredients. And this, we know there's much better absorption when you take this type of iron supplement. So that's something that you can also look for. Again, we'll put links below the video in YouTube so that you can get your hands on something that we know is definitely well absorbed and won't have those negative side effects that often go hand in hand with other iron supplements. Okay, moving on. Is everybody loving this show? Please give me some thumbs ups and likes and things. I see, oh my goodness, is that, what does that say? 5.3K likes already? Thanks, guys, on TikTok. Thank you for participating and sharing the video as well. Like I said earlier, when we first, before we came live, said, share this video with someone right now. You know why? Because they're going to wonder, what the heck are you watching? So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor. We're talking poop talk 101 today. We're going through different types of poop. And yes, I'm holding a red poop now. What would this mean? And this is very concerning. I know for a lot of people, again, it's not going to be overtly red like this. But if you're seeing, you know, red poop, if you're seeing some blood in your stool, again, something to definitely check with your doctor, check with your practitioner. And it could mean that there is some bleeding. Now, this is usually, if it's bright red, it's usually bleeding that's lower down in the digestive tract. It could be hemorrhoids as well, which is very common. And something else that can make your poop red is very healthy, and it's beets. So have you ever experienced this, that you look in the toilet and you see that reddish purplish color? And it's because you ingested beets. So of course, the natural food dye from red beets and other red foods can turn your poop red. Of course, if it's artificial coloring as well, the FD&C colors, which are not healthy, we know, and are linked to things like attention deficit in children. So I have other videos that talk about, you know, things to look out for in terms of healthy diets and what to avoid in terms of unhealthy diets. So make sure you check out my other videos. But again, if you see red poop, you see blood in your stool, always check with your doctor. But one of my best tips, if it is actually hemorrhoids, which a lot of people suffer from chronic hemorrhoids, is to avoid straining. So you've got to get those bowels moving naturally with, you know, maybe increasing your fiber, increasing your exercise. So the more sedentary you are, of course, the less proper movement you're going to have in the bowels. I love yoga as well for getting the bowels moving naturally, because the twisting postures in yoga can be really good at sort of wringing out the intestines and getting things moving. And of course, doing a full body detox, focusing in on liver health is important in terms of if there are chronic hemorrhoid issues, and that's something that you can do as well. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. We're talking Poop Talk 101 and what your poop says about your health. Hello on YouTube to Renee and to Marie, and on Facebook, hello to Kat. Nice to see you. Thanks for tuning in today. Hello to Ikuna. Nice to see you. And who else is here? Thank you on TikTok. I'm getting diamonds now. I just saw diamonds floating up. And sorry, I missed what I was being told about. Oh, there's a ton of questions happening here on TikTok. So thank you to everybody who's asking your questions. Jean Doe 65 was asking, you started taking digestive bitters and your symptoms are worse. Is this normal in the beginning? So bitters often will work on your liver health. So it depends on the blend of the bitters that you're taking. And this is why I always recommend doing a full body detox, because if you're feeling worse when you start taking something for your health that you're supposed to be feeling better, then you could be pushing the toxins from one toxic organ like the liver to the colon. The colon's not ready to deal with that toxicity. And that's why finding the right blend of herbal medicines for your full body detox is really important. So I promise, stay on the line after we close the show. I'm going to stay on TikTok and on Instagram lives to answer your questions, and I can show you, you know, some protocols more specifically when we close the show. So thank you. That is a great question. Very common for people not to feel well, but you shouldn't feel horrible when you start doing something, you know, in terms of herbal medicines for your health. It's an indication that maybe it's not the right blend of things for you. Kaylin has a question about pain on the left side. That could mean a number of things. And it depends where that pain is exactly. Whitey, you love the show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad that you're here. Ikuna, fish oil helps the poo too. Yes, it does. It helps with lubrication. It also helps. And Dr. Rock, thank you for the cap. I just got a cap. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. TikTok has funny things. I think everybody can see that when that happens, right? Thanks for that. And okay, great, great questions, everybody. So let's move on to orange poop now. Okay, so with orange poop, what could this possibly mean? So again, it's not going to be this bright, bright orange, but if you're seeing an orange coloration in your poop, it could mean that you're eating and ingesting a lot of foods that contain beta carotene. So top of mind, of course, would be carrots. If you consume a lot of carrots, you're doing, you know, you're juicing carrots, you could see that your poop has turned a little bit orange. Now, certain medications like antibiotics, one of them is rifampicin, will also turn your poop into an orange color. Certain antacids will do this as well. So if you do see something that looks a little bit off in your poop, of course, always check with your practitioner. And, you know, the goal, if you are taking chronically antacids or antibiotics, is, in my opinion, is to always go more natural. So find more natural solutions for maybe, if it is possible, to, you know, deal with why and the reason why you're taking some of those conventional medications. There often is a fix. You just have to know, you know, the right information to be able to help yourself. So always reach out to us. You know, if you do have questions, I'd love to hear from you in the comment section. So please put your comments in there as well. And of course, you want to fix the leaky gut. So if your microbiome is not healthy, you've got leaky gut syndrome. This is something that you definitely, those tight junctions in that we are seeing, of course, on the screen, those tight junctions can open up in times of stress, if you have a poor diet, if your environment is not healthy, you have a lot of EMF exposure, those tight junctions in the gut will open up and now undigested food will pass through and become like an irritant to your body and to your immune system as well. And this is where we run the risk of developing autoimmune disorders, things like Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, lupus. So it often does start with what's going on with the gut and getting back to that healthier stool. Again, remember the healthy stool is our S-shaped dark sinker. I'm going to come back to this a few times. This is what the goal is in terms of having that healthy poop. Okay, let's move on. Where are we going next? Yellow poop. Is anybody shocked that I have all these poops? This was a fun exercise with the kids this morning and my husband and myself and some staff members to make our poops, which was fun. So if you have yellow poop, this is very common actually, it could indicate that there's a high fat content in your poop. So again, it's a lighter color. Maybe you have a lot of fatty foods in the diet. And again, coming back to your liver and gallbladder function, it could be compromised. So there could be issues with absorption, but also your bile secretion and your enzyme production as well. So we need to produce a specific enzyme, the lipases, which help to break down our fats. So one of the things that you can do, which I had mentioned earlier with Sonia's question, is that you can actually take a digestive enzyme, so a multi-enzyme that will focus in on the lipases. So something that will, and I prefer plant-based enzymes to help with digestion, but the lipases will help to break down those fats, especially if your gallbladder has been removed and you're a little bit compromised in being able to accumulate and store that bile. So, did we get them all? Okay, one more. What if there is food in your poop? Oh, and we forgot one that I have more information in just a second, because this is the one that the kids often have. Can you guess what color it is? I'll leave that one hanging for a second. Which color did I miss? That's often in kids' poop. We're going to come back to that in a second. I want to see it actually in the comments if anybody's going to guess what it is, the color that I missed. Okay. Food. If you have undigested food in your poop, this could mean, again, that you've got this leaky gut syndrome happening and you have a very quick transit time. So you're actually seeing, now this is besides the fact maybe it's corn or an undigestible food that will pass through. But if you're seeing other food particles in your poop, that could mean that you definitely have the leaky gut syndrome and your transit time is very quick. So some of my tips here is definitely to look at repairing those tight junctions in the gut, and certain nutrients will do this, like selenium, like N-acetylcysteine, which is NAC, as well as a functional protein. So functional proteins are designed, again, to help to repair that leaky gut syndrome, also giving you a good digestible protein at the same time so that you have the benefit of actually healing the gut, as well as killing off some of those less favorable organisms in the gut. So doing some type of parasite cleansing, a parasite protocol is very important. Putting the good guys back in is important. So those probiotics and taking a high quality probiotic supplement. And of course, getting enough fiber. So healthy fiber in the diet will help if you do have food in the poop as well. Okay, yes, Saskai too. You got it right. You got it right. Fetalicious. Yep. I didn't say that one, but that was a good guess. So Saskai was right. And he exactly Saskai too. This is the one that we missed. The blue poop. So this can be exactly how Saskai is saying on TikTok, due to eating too much candy. So the kids will get this if they are eating blue, candies. I'm not going to call out brand names, but in sports drinks as well. So, have your kids ever asked you, oh, here we have a great picture of it. If you're watching on our other mediums on YouTube, a blue sports drink, this is going to potentially make that poop very blue. And it's just because of the artificial food coloring in those substances and those unhealthy foods. So that's a common one. Don't be alarmed. Just maybe don't consume anything that's going to make your poop blue, because of course in nature we would never really have a blue poop. Okay, so it's quiz time. Today we talked all about Poop Talk 101, what your poop says about your health. I hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And we are live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So don't go anywhere after the quiz section. Remember, on TikTok and Instagram, I'm going to answer more of your questions. Are we ready? Okay, so today, just to remind you, we are playing for the enzyme blend from our great sponsors at VitaTree. So it's timely to win this. And just do your best. Just do your best to answer the questions. You don't have to get the questions answered correctly. Just your participation is what counts. We put everybody's name into a random selector to select the winner. And we have a lucky winner every week. Okay, are we ready? Question number one. True or false? Taking too many synthetic vitamins at once can make you feel sick. True or false? Taking too many synthetic vitamins at once can make you feel sick. Is that true or false? Oh, wow. Okay, everybody's so quick today. Joanne, good job. And Rick Loco, yes, good job. Francis, good job. Michelle, sorry? Diva Organic, hello on Instagram, good job. Who? Wally C on Instagram, hello, nice to see you, good job, good job. Dara Lynn, Kat, I'm having a hard time seeing the Facebook one. It's a little bit, Joyce Ann, hello, hello. Yes, good job, good job. Anybody else? Indian Bar. Lisa, good job on YouTube. And who else am I seeing? Pink Rocks 3, good job. Liz M. Rock, good job. Alicia, good job. Wow, there's a lot of people here. Spicy Yazzy, true, yes, good job. Fedelicious, Michelle Lee, Francis, Rick Loco 2, Joanne. Great job, everyone. Everybody's participating today. That's fantastic. Lynette, good job. Grace, Sandro, Jamila, good job. Thanks for all those likes coming in. 13.9K likes. Thank you for double tapping the screen, everybody. That's so fun. And thanks for sharing this video as well. Maybe you want to allow your friends to join in the quiz as well. So share the video if you can. That I appreciate that. That's awesome. And Juan, good job. Thank you. Thank you for the likes, everybody. Thank you. I see them all coming in. DK Hands and Mary Slight Connects and Nadia, good job on Instagram. So the answer is true. Yes. So if you take even one synthetic vitamin, in my opinion, it can definitely make you feel sick. So check out, if you've missed my other videos all about what to look out for in vitamins, please check them out and, you know, the specifics of what you need to maybe eliminate in terms of products that you may be taking because of some of those less toxic, you know, more toxic ingredients, I should say. Okay, question number two. Name three side effects. Three. This one's tricky. Three side effects of taking synthetic vitamins and supplements. Name three side effects of taking synthetic vitamins and supplements. Three. And try to put all three in the same answer, please. Three side effects. Whitey 18 fan. That's, yep, good job. Oh, Michelle 7279. That was quick. Nice, nice, nice. Good job. Alicia Cortez. Good job. 333. Anybody else? Katarina on Facebook. Good job. Anybody else? Mary Slight has it on Instagram. Good job. Anybody else? KL Gray, good job. Raina, good job. Joanne, good job. Breakfast Club 90s. Oh, I like that handle name. Remember the Breakfast Club? Oh my goodness. One of the best movies. Alicia Cortez, good. HDLY 1997. Is that Headley maybe? Good job, BJS. There's a lot of newer followers here. I love this. Mindy Lambert, good job. Everybody's doing great jobs and putting in three. Brain to Power 9, thank you for the likes. Thank you. We're going to get to 20K likes in a second. That's awesome. Thank you, everybody who's double tapping your screen. This is so much fun. Okay. Nadia has it on Instagram as well. Grace Ferreira, good job. Yeah, I'm liking all these answers. Good job on TikTok, Instagram. Anybody else on Facebook? Yeah, Arletta, good job on Facebook. Yes, Daryl Lynn, nice, nice. Lisa on YouTube, Good job. Okay, so here's some of the most common side effects. Again, you have to be aware, number one, if you are taking vitamins, is it synthetic? And that's something I can definitely help you with. So if you've got those questions ever, just, you know, send through a message and I'll definitely guide you. So nausea, heart palpitations, rashes, headaches, acid reflux. These are some of the most common side effects, feeling sick to your stomach of taking synthetic vitamins and supplements. So that's often because of the fillers, because of the synthetically derived and chemically derived ingredients. So just be aware of that. Okay, here we go. Question number three, true or false? Vegetable magnesium stearate is a natural ingredient. Vegetable magnesium stearate is a natural ingredient. Now remember, magnesium stearate. Okay, maybe I won't give it away. Let's see how everybody does. Ah, Steve. Good job. Michelle, good job. Raina, good job. Everybody's fast today. Headley, 1997, good job. Francis, good job. Kale Gray on Instagram, good job. Katarina Wally C, good job. Pink Rock, Steve, sorry? Diva Organic, good job. Nadia, good job on Instagram. Who else? DK Hands, good job, everybody, wow. Grace, good job. Sasky, too, good job. Rick Loco, good job. Lynette Braithwaite, good job. Anybody else? Mindy Lambert, good job. Shardus 73. Elsie Castles is here. Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Thank you for joining. Speedbird, Sharda, good job. Thank you for the likes, Raina. I see those coming through. And everybody else who's sending all the hearts. Like I said, we're almost at 20K likes. Thank you. Thank you, BrainPower9. Awesome. Okay, so the answer is false. Yeah, so if you don't know what magnesium stearate is, sometimes it says vegetable magnesium stearate. That's that flow agent. So if you saw me, if you're in Canada, I was on television for the last couple of days. And yesterday I actually did the demo on TV showing why you shouldn't be ingesting magnesium stearate. So look for that ingredient. It is not magnesium, the mineral that you take as a supplement. It's magnesium stearate. It's a flow agent that is used in most vitamins and it's never been tested for long-term human consumption. So please check that out on your vitamin labels. If you're taking anything that has magnesium stearate, you may want to think twice about it and check out my videos on YouTube on magnesium stearate. Okay, question number four. When is the best time to take thyroid support supplements? When is the best time of day to take thyroid support supplements? Francis, yes, you like bisglycinate. Good job. Steve, good try. Michelle, good try. Headley, good try. Liz M. Rock, good try. I'm waiting for Francis on this one. Francis, come on, where's your answer? Who has it? Pink Rocks has it. And Kale Gray have it. Good job. Arletta, good try. Kat, good try. Nadia has it. Sonia, good job. Who else? Francis. Francis got it. Of course. I was waiting for Francis. Francis knows this. Yes. Good job. Everybody else. Sharda, good try. Breakfast Club. Very good. Great. Grace Ferreira, good job. Happy birthday to Momo. Anybody else? Good try, everybody. Joyce Ann, you don't take it, but you should. Anybody else have it? Lisa, good job. And yeah. It is at bedtime. So close to bedtime, your thyroid is most active when you're sleeping. So I prefer and I've always preferred taking thyroid support supplements closer to bedtime to simulate your own circadian rhythms and to really activate the thyroid when you're sleeping. Okay, last and final question. True or false, folic acid has been linked to asthma in babies? So folic acid, if taken by a pregnant woman, has been linked to asthma in babies. True or false? 50-50 chance on this one. Melbert, hey, Melbert's here. Hello, good job. Michelle, KL Gray, good try. Good job, KL Gray. Alma, thank you for the flowers. Thank you. Thank you. I see that. And we're at 21.4K likes. Wow. Thank you, everybody. Sorry. Pink Rocks has it. Wally C has it as well. Nadia as well. Good job. So folic acid taken in pregnancy has been linked to asthma in babies. True or false? Anybody else? Pink Full Moon, good try. Jamila, good job. Blessed by the best. I like that. Good job. Fetalicious, good try. Sharda, it's okay if you don't know. Just pick one. It's 50-50 chance. SRC, good try. Sasky, good try. Elsie Castles, good job. Donsall, good job. A lot of people here today. I'm so glad to see all the regulars are here as well. Grace Ferreira, good try. Simply Sam, Dana, good job. Good job, everyone. Thanks for all those likes. Thank you. And thank you for sharing the video as well. Okay. Are we ready? Everybody got their answer in? This was the last question. Kat, good job on Facebook. And who else? Somebody else. Sonia didn't know, but you're guessing. Yes. Good job. Joyce Ann, good job on Facebook. Nice. Katarina, good job on Facebook. And Kat, I'm glad. I think you might be learning something, so I'm so happy. Okay, so the answer is true. So folic acid is not folate. Folate is naturally occurring in foods, which is healthy and very protective for babies. Folic acid is synthetically made and has been linked to asthma. So that's something, again, I talked about in last week's show. So if you missed it, please check it out. And dispelling some of the myths out there about vitamins and what to look for and what not to ingest in your vitamins. So if you missed last week's show, make sure you check it out on YouTube. And thank you for joining me today. Remember, stay on the line on TikTok and Instagram. I'm going to come back to you in just a second. But today we talked all about poop talk 101. And we talked about all these different types of poop, what your poop says about your health. If you do have questions or comments continuing, please put them in the comment section. Be sure to share this video as well. And if you learned something new and you love today's show, please give me a thumbs up and the likes and all those great things that you can send me. I really do appreciate it. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I hope that you'll subscribe and click that bell to turn on your post notifications. Everyone has a calling in life, and one of mine is to educate you how to live your life in tune and in line with nature. Thanks for watching. Yeah.